When we relaunched On the Media almost 9 years ago, we had a big decision to make. Is the word media singular or plural? Do we say, for example, the media is out to get us or the media are out to get us? We chose are. Grammatically, it's a no-brainer. Media, like data, are plural. The singular of data is datum. The singular of media is medium, which could refer to a specific communications platform like print or TV or papier-mâché or a person who communicates with the dead. But when we say media are, we're also taking a position that the media are composed of many voices and is not a monolith that critics charge speaks for the power elite. Jeff Jarvis, who blogs at buzzmachine.com, generally shares our view but has reached the opposite conclusion. He's on the line. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So you're in the is camp. I guess I should have known you being all contrarian and anti-Latinate endings and all like that.
I think media have gone from plural to singular. When I started in journalism, you had to pick one medium for life. Now, still photographers can now do video on their still cameras. Print reporters are doing video as part of their stories. TV reporters are doing video and text and graphics and everything else. So it all becomes one. And if there's no distinctions among all these formerly separate media, then I think media must become singular.
Oh, I see. So you're looking at the media in terms of the platforms all merging, ultimately everything coming out of a single box, which is something that I believe too. But what about media as a cultural institution? Once the media is referred to as an is, then people think they can ascribe a single personality to it.
Well, that was truer when it was an oligopoly. Now the media have exploded so that we all can participate in it. We all can create. We are making videos by the bazillions. We are making audio. We're writing. We're doing all this stuff. You know, here's the problem, Brooke. We in media are so egotistical. We look at this internet coming along and see it in our own image. Oh, that's media, and everyone there who's doing stuff wants to be like us. They're often not. They're often just conversing. And that conversation itself becomes media.
No, I get that. I totally get that, despite my egotism. But the fact of the matter is a lot of people who advocate for media is are coming to that decision from the exact opposite direction. They're the ones who say that it is a tacit acknowledgement that media is being concentrated in fewer and fewer hands, and therefore does, in fact, speak with a single voice.
I think the concentration problem is over. Thanks to the internet. In fact, the only concentration that's going on is dinosaurs huddling together against the cold wind of the future. So you have companies like Tribune Company that brought all this media in together into one big conglomerate, and look at the trouble they're in. I don't think we have this problem of the monolithic media. That day is over. We are all part of the media now. We all own it now.
And so, like the American people, we refer to it in the singular.
Media is.
Jeff, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brooke.
So what do you say, Bob? Should we stick with Media Are or move into the brave new world of Media Is?
Well, Jeff makes an interesting point. Are.
Yeah, me too.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Megan Ryan, Jamie York, Mike Volo, Mark Phillips, Nazanin Rafsanjani, and Michael Bernstein, and edited by Brooke. We had technical direction from Jennifer Munson and more engineering help from Zach Marsh. We also had help from Dina Prechep and Andy Lancet. Our webmaster is Amy Pearl.
Katya Rogers is our senior producer and John Keefe, our executive producer. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. This is On the Media from WNYC. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.